KEXP 90.3, it's Audio Oasis, the local music program. My name is Sean Nelson, and I would like to remind you the people who support KEXP receive discounts from businesses that support KEXP, like Lighthouse Roasters and Fine Coffees and Babeland. For a full list of businesses offering a donor discount or to make your personal donation, visit kexp.org. I am very pleased to be joined live in the studio by Jen Wood and her all-star band.
Surrounded in white snow. That night my life would change forever. The end of me and everything I had known. I never saw that train a-coming. I never saw the light or heard the whistle sound. Speaking codes and signals like they don't even know how to use their words. And I was always looking from the outside, wondering how the other people lived. No matter
Listener-powered KEXP 90.3. It's Audio Oasis, the local music program, and this is Jen Wood live in the studio. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Sean.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Sounds very good.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Would you like to introduce your band?
Yes, I would love to. On bass, we have Leslie Wood, bass and vocals.
Hello.
And on drums, we have Stormy King.
Hi.
And on electric guitar, we have Jen Ghetto. And on synth and Game Boy, we have Andy Myers.
Very nice. It's good to see that the Game Boy is still in full effect in the culture.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, I had to clean out a storage space that I have had for about 15 years. And it was a very emotional experience, surprisingly. But one of the things I found in it was a flyer for the very first time I ever saw you play music. Which was at the Espresso Roma on the Ave in 1993, with Tattletale and Cat Food was on the bill, and Mary Lou Lord and Kaya Wilson. And so it just occurred to me that it's now been, 21 years that I have been aware of your music making and that you've been doing it for at least that long. Has anything changed in that time for you, ever?
Yeah. A lot.
Yes.
The only thing that's changed is my hair.
Right. Well, that is exemplary. But on a sort of serious note, you keep doing music for a while and, you have sort of various, even thinking of it as a career has its own sort of ups and downs. And I'm curious about, it's not unusual after you've been doing it for a while to have that sense of like, why am I bothering to do this? I mean, I might like doing it myself, but what's it for? And I'm curious about how you stay connected to it and how that led into the making of this record.
Yeah, I think music is a lifeline for me. Like, it's a survival. It's a way that just keeps my head above water when things are getting crazy and intense. And so, like a lot of us musicians, I mean, we kind of need it. It's more than a want. It's like a need. On top of that, it just brings me so much joy. I just enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
And in this life, I want to do things that make me happy and that hopefully help other people too. But yeah, I just keep doing it just because it's what I love to do.
Right.
And I can't seem to stop.
Have you tried to stop?
Yes, I have tried.
Yeah. How does that go?
It's a total failure.
Yeah. The sort of metabolism of making records now, it seems like a very different thing than it maybe it once was.
Yeah.
And it takes different people different lengths of time. But this is your first record since, what, 2010,
mm-hmm.
I believe?
Yeah.
So would you say you've been sort of actually tinkering it the whole time, or was there a burst of creativity?
There's been a lot of tinkering in the process, a lot. I pretty much started writing the songs in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And then, over the next year of that, then we started demoing, you know, and kind of like fleshing out the ideas with the band. And it just took way longer than I ever thought it would. But I'm really, I'm glad I spent the time on it.
Yeah. Did it take longer than your previous things had taken? And did that sort of ever lead you to a sense of, you know, like, oh, maybe I just don't have the same knack or what? I keep going back to that idea of sort of how the approach changes over time.
You know, I think actually looking back, like, I think I've had some pretty long gaps between records.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think part of that is just sort of, the realities of life, the things that come up, the lack of finances, you know, family stuff that happens,
mm-hmm.
Getting pulled in different directions. So I actually, if I think about it, I'm pretty stoked because actually, it's only been 4 years versus, between my last record and this record. Like, the past, my albums were more far spread apart.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's kind of cool. I feel like a little momentum now, which is nice.
And the sound of it is definitely, it's different. It's more, I don't know what, I would say energetic, but that sort of doesn't mean anything. It just sounds like you're a little bit more, I don't know, the songs sound more sort of ambitiously rhythmic and all, you know, it feels like a different step for you.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Yeah, I feel like when I started writing the songs on piano, I immediately had a vision for a band, and I started writing drum parts in my head, and I had melody ideas, and I think too, kind of actually when you talk about the Tattletale show, I feel like I'm being a little more honest with how I'm feeling in mm-hmm. my music than in the past. And it wasn't that I was being dishonest, but I feel like I downplayed a lot of emotions. Like, I was just wanting to, keep the peace and make every, I don't know,
right.
through my music. So on this record, I was just like, enough of that. Like, I'm just going to be honest. And so it's more raw. It's grittier.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, there's a way in songwriting where you're talking about emotional things of sort of writing the thing that you would like to be true, you know, even if it's sad or, you know, but it's not necessarily as ugly as the real reality is.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be my question to myself. So when you say you had a vision for a band, I mean, is this band sort of the band, or is this, or are you still figuring that out?
This is my dream team right here. Yeah. We'll just see what happens, you know? I think, it's important to be flexible and stay open and, These people are amazing.
Yes.
And the band actually wouldn't exist if it weren't for Leslie Wood. She really, handpicked. I mean, she really helped me put this band together. So need to give her a lot.
It's great to have a lieutenant in that way.
It's great to have a lot of talented friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is a nice feeling to be able to put people together in ways that you wouldn't necessarily have imagined. I mean, Leslie, you've put many bands together that I personally know about and have seen and played with. I mean, maybe you can just talk really briefly about what the difference is between sort of being like a lieutenant figure, being, you know, in the role of helping put this band together that is sort of for Jen's music in particular.
Well, when Jen had played me the album, the musicians that performed on the album are absolutely phenomenal. And it was trying to figure out who is going to be able to bring that same energy and that talent to a live performance. And honestly, Stormy King was the first drummer I had in mind. She honestly was the only drummer I could imagine that could play Alex Westcott's parts. And seriously, and I told Jen, I was like, I know the most amazing drummer, and she's the only person in Seattle that's going to be able to pull this off. And then when Jen was deciding on a guitarist, and I think the qualities, you know, it was just listening to the qualities that she wanted in a guitarist, and it was someone that was going to be really melodic, and really attentive to the songs, but who could also shred. And I was like, what about Jen Getto? And it was just, it was one of these, like, you think she would do it? You think Jen's so busy? I don't know.
We'll
and
never get her.
I was like, I'm just going to, you know, and I sent Jen Getto this, you know, really, you know, ambiguous text. I was like, can I get your email? Because I have a question for you.
That sounds almost like a threat.
Yeah, no, it's weird. Actually, the last time I said to someone that I have a question for you was when I asked my husband to marry me. So anyway, if I tell you I have a question for you, it's a big question, apparently. Right. So I sent Jen Getto this whole email pitching Jen Wood's album because I had been so absolutely blown away by it. And knowing that Jen Getto was going to be really busy, just saying, you know, this is something that you're really going to want to dedicate your time to because it's going to be worth it. The music is phenomenal. And as we know, Jen Wood is amazing.
That's true.
And then bam.
Bam.
All of a sudden, here we are.
And you say, goddamn. So, let us move on. You guys have a couple more songs, mm-hmm. and then we can just chat a little bit more at the end. But this is Jen Wood and Band live in the studio. It's KEXP Audio Oasis.
You see me standing alone. I am different than I was before. Thank you.
KEXP 90.3 Audio Oasis. It's Jen Wood live in the studio with her band. Thank you all so very much for coming in.
Our pleasure.
You guys are playing on November the 15th, correct, at Barboza?
Yeah, that's right.
And that is the CD release show. The album is called Wilderness. It is out now. What does it mean for an album to be out now? I mean, technically for sale, you can get it. Mm-hmm. But it's so strange now, the whole idea of records and the how people respond to the full-length album as a thing. It's very confusing to me.
Yeah, it's changed a lot, for sure.
But
for
you,
sure.
Was this album at least partially crowdfunded? Is that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, I did a Kickstarter for this, which took some convincing. At first, I really didn't want to, you know, I really didn't want to ask people for help. And like,
yeah.
It was a very humbling experience, but I'm so glad that I did it.
Yeah, that seems to be one of the major sort of stumbling blocks for, I think, for people who have been doing music or, you know, art for a while, this sense that, you know, you really should have a way of paying for it by now, and if you don't, you know, but everything is so different now that the idea of asking, like, people actually seem to want to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
which is, I don't understand it. Yeah. But I mean, I like it. It's fun.
I like it too. It was amazing. I mean, yeah, it's really, really great. I think it's such an awesome platform for musicians and artists who don't have the funding. You know, right. It's so rad. And they kind of became my little Kickstarter family, you know, like when I was just like struggling to like keep this record project going and life stuff was happening and pulling me in different directions. And I was always held accountable to my Kickstarter family. So, and I thanked every single one of them on my record because they really kept me going. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that's great. And so do you think it's a thing you might return to in the future?
Oh,
I mean, you know.
No, I like the future.
If the big pile of $100 bills are stacked up in the middle of this room ever get spent.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I think I'll cross that bridge when I get to the point of being ready to make another record.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to make a habit of it for sure because I just it's awkward.
It's hard to ask for help.
Yeah. It's hard to ask for money.
It's harder to ask for money than for help. That's an excellent
book,
point.
Right, yeah.
That's right. So. All right. Well, Jen Wood, Andy Myers, Stormy King, Jen Ghetto, Leslie Wood. It's a mouthful of a band name. That's not the band name. The band name is Jen Wood. And Saturday, November 15th at Barboza. The album is called Wilderness. This is Audio Oasis. My name is Sean Nelson, and you're listening to KEXP 90.3 Seattle.